You're listening to the Hustle Podcast with Justin Harrison.
My name is Lydia and I'm from Durban. I've got an idea that I want to make a business, but I'm not sure how to raise finances for it. What would you suggest?
Lydia, I get asked this question all the time. In fact, it's probably the most common question I get asked. And having bootstrapped more than 100 companies from the ground up with almost no funding, I'm going to give you some real answers from somebody who's been there and done it. And so you want to grab a pen and paper, you want to make notes, because I'm going to drop some real knowledge on you. The very first thing you want to do before you even think about raising money is you want to test your idea. You want to find out if anybody outside of yourself actually has any interest in your idea. You want to make sure that the idea has legs and that it is worth spending time, effort, raising finance, and of course creating a business around. And here's the thing about testing an idea. You definitely don't want to ask family, because family is probably going to try and spare your feelings and be very kind to you. So you want to ask as many neutral third parties as possible. Also, you want to be asking people not from the perspective of raising capital. You want to ask people from the perspective of whether or not they buy the product or service that you're looking to create. Because remember, the ultimate test, the litmus test for any product or service is whether or not anybody's actually going to buy it. So you want to find out if they're going to be any potential willing customers. Over the years, I've witnessed so many people sell themselves on an idea, convinced that people will actually buy the thing that they're creating, saying that they've spoken to family and friends and that people absolutely love the idea. Only to find out when they actually take the said idea to the marketplace that there are no willing customers. So make sure that you test. Make sure that you ask difficult questions around your potential customers. Find out what the potential stumbling blocks are and make sure that you do lots of research around who your potential customers are before you even get to the point of thinking about raising capital, even creating a business. The second point I want to raise is don't let fear hold you back. One of the biggest things that holds people back from actually taking an idea to the marketplace and testing and figuring out whether or not there are potential customers and why people want to register business first and raise capital first is because they're scared that the idea might get stolen. And here's the thing about worrying about an idea getting stolen. If you don't actually get into the marketplace and start selling it, it is a meaningless concern. At the end of the day, he who has the most customers and secures the greatest market share protects his idea, and that is far greater than any patent or trademark than you can ever have. The third tip I want to give you is something that not a lot of people do, but it is something I highly recommend, which is to create a prototype of your product or your service and to at least try and go and call on a couple of potential customers to figure out how to sell the product or service and figure out what the potential objections and stumbling blocks are, even just around a prototype. Because what this will do is it will allow you to figure out whether or not the product or service is viable over the long term. Pitching a prototype or a concept to potential customers is by far the most valuable and honest feedback you're ever going to get, and I highly recommend it. Before we jump into the next point, just a quick reminder, if you do have a side hustle, a hustle question, a business question, advertising, marketing, money related question, then I am here to help you. So you can send me your voice note and we will address that question directly here on the podcast, just like I'm doing here with Lydia's question. Alternatively, if you are shy, you can also email me your question. So if you want to send through a voice note, the details are at the end of the podcast, the WhatsApp line and how to get through to me. Alternatively, if you do prefer to send through your question via text, you can email it through to moneytribe2121@gmail.com. moneytribe21@gmail.com, exactly like my social media handles. Tip number four is really not to get married to your first idea. So many new entrepreneurs marry themselves to the first idea that they have, and this is by far the biggest mistake you can make. You want to make sure that you get into the marketplace, that you aggressively test ideas as quickly as possible, that you fail as quickly as possible, and that you move on to the next idea. Because ultimately, entrepreneurship and success in making money as an entrepreneur is about moving on to new ideas that work as quickly as possible and accepting the ideas that don't work. And then my last and final tip, of course, is if you do find an idea that actually works, is to double down as hard as possible on everything. double down on your marketing, double down on your sales, double down on your investing, double down on every single bit you can, including your effort. Because at the end of the day, the hardest thing about entrepreneurship is finding an idea that actually works. And once you find that idea that works, you have to go all in. And speaking about going all in, if you find a product or a service that works and you truly believe in it, you want to make sure that you raise as little finance as possible. You want to try and bootstrap that business as far as possible and use profits from customers to continue to finance the business growth. Organic growth within a business is ultimately the most successful tool at growing a company. In a world where everybody is financing their ideas, going to venture capital, and of course raising investment, try to be the contrarian. Go the other way and use customer profits to grow your business and to grow the ideas that you have to ultimately become a true entrepreneur. Ultimately, being an entrepreneur is about being a problem solver, not just for your customers, but for your own ideas and for your own business. And one of those problems is how to overcome the idea of financing. So my best advice is spend time and effort figuring out how to run a business without going and raising finance. Long term, it'll put more money in your pocket, but ultimately, it'll make you a better entrepreneur. So hustlers, don't let the lack of money hold you back from achieving your dreams. Get out there and hustle hard. And remember, if you have a hustle or money related question, you can ask me directly via email, moneytribe21@gmail.com.
This episode was brought to you by moneytribe21.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform.